Do you know what the definition of an acorn is? Well, in a nutshell, it's an oak tree.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, a beautiful wet Arizona Saturday morning, nothing like that smell of creosote in the desert to just really reinvigorate you after a hot summer. We've got Sarah Maitland from Save a Tree and Laura Hackett from the Liberty Wildlife. You guys are quite busy during the break there.
Was that a little bird identification? Rosie has been traveling and had some beautiful pictures of, we're not sure if it's a warbler or a female tanager, but it was beautiful.
I have to say that was a good picture.
Yeah.
And she just showed up. I was trying to take a picture of the nest, and then she flew right in front of the camera. Man, I went, ka-chick. And I mean, she's just inches from the camera. It is a pretty good shot.
Nice. Caught on your phone?
Yeah.
On a phone, all right. Well, we do have callers on hold, and we do have text questions to raffle through. But before we start diving into those, I'll give you guys a minute to talk about I know you guys have quite talking points put together.
Well, Laura, you want to help us with that? Because I just really, really want to encourage people to plant trees and create habitats. So.
Well, yeah, definitely. Probably the number one problem that all wildlife faces, but especially the birds in this area, is, you know, habitat destruction. We're constantly building and expanding, and in order to do that, we take down a lot of trees and we lose so much habitat. Add to that also, we've got fires that are destroying habitat. And then just general infrastructure with larger buildings going up and just more housing and less room for these birds. We really need to promote planting more trees, more shade trees too, so that we can also then create kind of a little area underneath for the promotion of more flowering species that will attract more birds and just help them have a habitat, have that safety, have food, have water, and have that space so that we can help the decline of some of these species.
We call those microclimates, when you have trees and then you have shrubs and then you have smaller plants, and it will really help to cool your environment around your house also. And I think I have 4 bird baths out, 2 on the ground and 2 up. And
yeah, it's super important, especially we're in a harsh climate. We're in a desert. So it's, you know, unlike last night, we usually don't have a lot of water. So promoting those cooler areas, promoting areas that will help retain some of the water, of course, is super important. So and yes, having bird baths and having bird feeders out there. So looking at your ground and seeing what kind of soil you have there, what kind of elevation you have there to help promote which species should be brought in, and then just taking care of it, you know, maintaining it, keeping it clean, but not super clean, because that's not what birds want in the wild. They like it a little bit wild. But making sure then, yes, if you have a water source there, that you're keeping that cleaned out as well, so that you don't pass on any of the diseases that can be passed on from bird to bird in water. Variety definitely will help bring in a variety of species, which is what every birder wants to see.
Well, one of the things that I do and I really encourage is organic mulches. And I just got 4 truckloads from the crews dumped at my house, and I spread it all over. And what I found was the native species of shrubs, the Trixis californica, and you know, some of the, I don't know the common name on it.
Now,
they sprout through the wood mulch,
that's
underneath all of the trees.
Now, as the big boss at Save a Tree,
I'm not the big boss.
You can get any amount of mulch you want. When you ask the crews to deliver mulch to your house, do you request a specific species of tree?
I don't.
Or are there any you don't want?
Pine is one that I don't want, because pines have an allelopathy, because they prevent things from growing underneath them. But mostly just a hardwood mulch that's fresh on top of the soil is the best thing you can do.
And what is that word you just used that prevents things from growing around them?
Allelopathy.
Allelopathy, and is that what is in creosotes that keep other bushes
yes.
from growing around?
Well, yeah, creosotes, black walnuts, and pines, species Allelopathy.
Allelopathy. All right, there's a new word for it today. Let's see if we can quick get our first call in before bottom of the hour news break. We've got Carolyn joining the conversation. Let's talk about a Mediterranean palm. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a Mediterranean fan palm, which I believe that's what it is. And the main stem of it has grown up and recently lost the fronds on top. But all the other branches look beautiful. They're full. They're healthy. And I just wondered, am I going to lose the rest of it because I've lost the main stem?
Can I cut that back? Yeah, I'd probably look into your roots and make sure you're not in an overwatering situation.
Okay.
So how do you look into your roots?
Well, you could use a soil probe, something that's long and skinny that would go into the soil and push it in and see if you got really wet soils, or check your irrigation cycles and see if you have too much water in the roots. Mediterranean fan palms really like to dry out a bit. And typically when we start to lose a stalk at a time, it's something going on in the root system.
And we didn't really have a big dry out between rain cycles over the last couple of weeks. So the soils have been saturated almost 3-4 weeks now.
Yeah, we had a monsoon this year.
Yeah, baby.
Yay.
More rain and than the last two summers combined so far.
Yeah.
And that was before last night. So I won't ever complain about rain in the desert.